Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch here on LA Talk Radio. Welcome, everybody. So nice to have you with me, as always, live Fridays, 11 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, and wherever you're at all over the world. Glad to have you with me live. Well, today we're talking about another fascinating subject. You know, I always try to talk about things that apply to everybody's things that we all experience from time to time. And if you read my social media posts this morning, I ask you guys if you want to learn how to chill out a little bit or get control over your anger. Come on, get a handle on it. So if you want to find out how to chill more today, you're going to learn a lot of great things from my expert who's on the phone with me right now. But here's the thing, guys. Now, we all know what anger is, all right? We've all felt it. Yeah. Whether it's a fleeting annoyance or it's a full-fledged rage. I mean, we've all had it, right? It's completely normal. It's healthy. It's human. But the thing is when it gets out of control and turns destructive, of course it can lead to problems in every aspect of our life, our personal relationships, our partners, families, kids, at work, the overall quality of our life. And it can really mess up our health. See, because when we get angry, our heart rate and blood pressure go up, and all the levels of our energy hormones, those icky hormones, there's some icky bad ones. Adrenaline is not good adrenaline. The cortisol bad ones are there. Noradrenaline, it's all kicking up there. So it can make you feel as though you're like at the mercy sometimes of an unpredictable and powerful emotion. So we're going to get you some help maybe with that anger and talk to my specialist that you'll want to get in contact with. And we're going to give you all of his information at the end of the show, too, to find out more about him and what he does. So we're talking with Rich Exposito. He's been providing anger services therapy for years to a wide and diverse range of folks. He's certified in anger management, and he's going to tell me about that. Level 11? Whoa. That's NAMA? And that's the is that right, Rich? The National Anger Management?
Actually, that's level 2.
Oh, okay.
Dr.
said
Michelle,
one.
That's so level 2.
I thought, dang, and dude, that's like a black belt, you know?
Yeah. And it's Exposito. It's, which is expert, it's Exposito.
Oh,
but I like
the new word,
which is Exposito, and we have that expert in there, so
you
that works out pretty well.
You are an expert. I love you. You're so cool. And I just wanted to also let folks know that, you know, you have been helping people for a very long time, and you are a certified domestic violence specialist. You have worked, with so many different people and types of people. You provide therapy for individuals and couples who are feeling, you know, emotionally distressed. You have positively influenced and helped and reshaped the lives of many people in recovery, ranging from ex-cons to your high-profile clients. And, you know, I've been reading some of the comments online about you, and they love you. They love you, baby.
Thank you. Thank you.
So yes. I also want to talk about some of the techniques you use, too, because you're spot on, you know, with rational emotive behavior therapy and, psychoanalysis.
Well, you know, the REBT, which is rational emotive behavior therapy.
Yeah.
You know, I had the opportunity to work with Dr. Albert Ellis himself.
No, you didn't. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was absolutely an incredible experience.
Wow.
You know, when I was getting certified in REBT, you know, to be in his brownstone and work with him.
Yes.
He and I, one-on-one, were two other trainees. Mm. And to get that experience, the world knowing, and in every textbook, all them psychology books that we are reading, you have Dr. Albert Ellis. And for me to be trained by him is certainly an honor. And, you know, and he does talk about how anger really is an emotion. We all know that.
Yeah.
And we can't control that.
No.
We can't control it.
Well, it's true.
And he explained in his office, one-on-one, being trained by him, and he spoke about how we automatically cut off when we get so tense.
Yeah.
Okay, we cut off the oxygen getting to our brain, the air getting to our brain.
Right.
When we get tense, we get angry. Uh-oh. So we're not really thinking rationally.
Yeah, we have no oxygen. We have no conscious control, right?
So that is the first. So we need to kind of certainly relax our muscles. As soon as things are happening, we need to take some deep breaths quickly. So it's like, you know, you want to breathe in, get that oxygen going, and you could kind of think so much better.
Wow.
It's really amazing because now you have everything flowing nice and easy, and you would be amazed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I'm a tough guy from New York City, and, you know, and we had to watch how we had to control our anger.
Sure.
And being trained that way, it was like, whoa, you know, this is really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And that oxygen getting to the brain is so important.
It is.
And once again, we, you know, we just tighten up and it cuts the air supply.
Right.
So we have to be careful when we tense up right away.
Boy, is that true. And also, you know, it slows down everything. It slows down the heart rate and manages blood pressure when we're breathing like that.
Absolutely. It shuts the whole body down.
See?
And we're not really thinking rationally.
Yeah.
We automatically think irrational. And what happens is we have anger.
Yeah.
Boom. It explodes.
Yes.
It explodes.
Well, you know, by the way, guys, in case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle and my expert, Rich Esposito. He is an anger management specialist, certified, trained by the man himself and Albert Ellis in the brownstone there in New York. he's an amazing guy, and we're going to be talking all day throughout the show about how to manage your anger and some of the techniques you can use. Let me just throw this in, guys. You can call if you'd like. Rich said he was ready to take you on and your anger issues. See how I put you on the spot. But also,
there we go.
There you go. And the number here is 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. And also, by the way, guys, if you want to email me and you're shy, you don't want to get your voice on the air, cool, go ahead. StraightTalkDoc@gmail.com. Ask me questions. Ask Rich questions. He's the expert. He knows what's going on. So there you have it. So I'm always curious about my guests and how they decide to get into their specialty. So what was it that made you decide to be, you know, an anger management specialist, Rich?
Yeah, you know, I appreciate that. And certainly, you know, when we have psychology majors and, you know, as an adjunct professor teaching psychology, you know, people kind of ask, or students ask, hey, what can I do with a psychology degree? What do I do? Where do I go?
Right.
So, you know, in them years, the years in psychology, you know, attending workshops and professional development and listening to people, you know, you automatically start to condition yourself, okay, and adjust to where your life is going.
Yeah.
You know, I was comfortable with tough people and growing up, you know, on the rough streets in the Bronx, New York.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was able to relate to people who might have been, you know, out of order or who were very angry.
Yes. Yeah.
So I have developed a knack of helping people.
Mm-hmm.
So anger treatment for others became part of who I am.
That's cool. That's
you know,
really
you know
cool.
So in addition to that, was just helping people, and it was just a perfect fit.
Yes, good for you. I love that because mm-hmm. you know you were dealing with it. You saw it. It didn't get you too crazy. You said, "Hey, I can work with this population. I know what I'm dealing with here." Right.
Right. Yeah. You know, and certainly New York City and probably Los Angeles as well.
Oh,
but
yeah.
New York City is really fast going and mm-hmm. loads of road rage.
Oh,
loads
God,
of
yes.
road rage.
I bet.
And it's all over New York. And that's because of the fear and people getting cut off.
Yeah.
So when your life is at risk, you know, and you start to develop that anxiety.
Right.
You know, you need to release it somehow. So,
sure, we do.
And certainly, when you have that road rage, they release that energy, and that's where the anger is.
Yeah, that's so true. We put it out sometimes on people we don't even know, you know, and it just kind of, it helps us. We're releasing, and it's like, okay, I feel better. But
yeah,
go ahead, Rich. What were you going to say?
Well, you know, when we speak about the release, you know,
yeah.
I like to bring up once again Dr. Ellis, if I may.
Yes.
It has a lot to do with our endorphins.
Right.
And the endorphins that we have, loads of endorphins in our body. I mean, we just cannot count how many we have, zillions.
Right.
And according to Dr. Ellis, them endorphins are like our garbage bag.
Yes.
And we load up them garbage bags with all the moods and all the rage and all the anger and all the frustration.
Yeah.
And we just keep loading it up.
Yes.
So the only way to release it
yeah.
really is through the anger when somebody's not able to release
sure.
it. Them endorphins need to be released in a healthy way.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And certainly working out, going for walks.
Sure.
You know, and the endorphins are being released through the sweat or the garbage bags.
Yeah.
So we keep filling them. So when you fill up them garbage bags or the endorphins,
yep.
they explode inside.
Oh, yeah.
We need to get them to explode outside.
Right.
Which is through the sweat. So it's very, very important for people to think about that.
That's so true. And I want to talk more about that, too. You know, the sweat thing and sublimation. That's our big defense mechanism we want to use. Mm. Right, Rich? That sublimate.
Oh, absolutely.
Sublimate that anger. I had a question that I've always been fascinated with. And, I've been doing this for a while. And when you read the DSM and ICD-10, you know, they talk about anger management disorders and things like that. And they kind of don't know, actually. Why some people are more angry, the real causes, and out of control than others. But does that usually, do you think, Rich, that comes from our upbringing? Or can it be inherited? Or where do you think all that comes from?
Well, it's not what I think, but the studies show, the research and the data tell us.
Yeah.
Okay, that one of our strongest inherited genetic traits is called temperament.
Mm.
You know, and certainly, we temperament. And we forget about temperament.
Yeah.
Okay, and that word is big time. Okay,
yeah,
and
yeah.
this genetic trait is certainly built and developed on three parts in our body.
Mm-hmm.
And when we say when it's built, just like a house.
Yeah.
Okay, and the first part is emotionality. Okay, our emotions and
right.
how we're, you know, the genetic field, the genetic trait, and the activity level on
right.
how we are being moved throughout our genetics,
right.
whether it's through our parents and family, and social ability.
Yeah.
So how do we socialize?
Yeah.
So that trait is so important. So that's,
yeah.
and you know, the studies tell us that we do have a temperament inherited genetic trait. So it's very, very important. So certainly half of our emotionality is inherited.
Cool. So a lot of people can...
genetics.
So they can make
the
an excuse.
The other half comes from the environment and where we live and how we are raised.
Oh, yeah.
So we got, it's half and half.
Yeah.
So we have that genetic trait and certainly how we're raised. And, you know, I wrote a book on 35 amazing group activities.
Yeah.
And it's the evolution of student behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a lot to do on how the kids or adolescents are, you know, being... how they're suffering in the environment.
That's
and
right.
How they're being raised socially.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that changes our behavior, how we act. It changes our temperament.
Yes.
So it's very important.
And I know you've seen a lot of patients come in, and the first thing is, you know, you have them talk about what's going on and their anger and how they express it. But, like, what was up with your family, right? What went on with your family? And so many times it's like, well, my dad or my mom screamed and yelled, or my parent was a rageaholic. And, you know, I saw it growing up all the time. And the siblings, we all screamed and yelled. And that's what we did, you know, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we hear that a lot. Right. Yeah. So I want to tell listeners also, real fast, just want to check in. What's the best way folks can find out more about you and get in touch with you? Because I want them to pick up on this book, because I think it's a really great tool for parents and the kids, too.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, certainly they could get to my website. The website is angersolutionsny.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's called angersolutionsny.com.
Perfect.
And if you go there, you'll see my book is on there, so you could, you know, absolutely purchase the book with free shipping and handling. So if you go to angersolutionsny.com, you will find my book is on that website.
Great.
And you will get the free shipping and handling.
Cool.
So it's very important.
Love
it's
it.
About the evolution of behavior.
Yes. Love
and
it.
And why we behave the way we behave. And it's a fabulous book along with some group activities. It really is.
I love it. I love it. I can't wait to read it. It's great.
Yeah.
So we're going to also tell you guys out there how you can, again, get in touch with Rich, in case you just missed it. You're on LA Talk Radio on the couch with Dr. Michelle. And, of course, if you just tuned in, I'm talking with Rich Esposito. He is an anger management expert. He's a therapist. He is certified from the National Anger Management Association and also management specialist and certified domestic violence specialist. He's written a great book, and I'm going to tell you all about it at the end of the show where you can find him again. So we're talking about managing that anger, guys. If you want to call in, cool, come on down. 323-203-0815. We'll take your calls. Rich told me a couple of days ago he'd help you out. And or if you want to email, go for it. straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. We'd be happy to hear from you, you know, via email. If you're a little shy, you don't want to get your voice on the air. And I understand that. A lot of people, you know, are kind of shy, especially if they're angry. No. So we're going to talk a little bit about some of the techniques you use, because you are really, you trained with Albert Ellis. You also work with psychoanalytic techniques, which knock my socks off.
Yes.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's some heavy stuff. And that's a lot, you know, about talk. Whoops, that's a lot about, you know, really helping people get a handle on what they're feeling and some of the deep subliminal things that have caused them to feel the way they do, you know. So can you share some of the ways? Maybe we can talk about the rational emotive therapy type thing first of all.
Yeah. Well, you know, according to the scientific research, and this is not just, you know, you and I talking about some psychology and what we may think.
Right.
But the studies with patients and clients, and it became data and research and scientific facts. And according to Dr. Albert Ellis, well-known,
yep,
scientific books in the psychology class, he states if we have the word should, and that should, S-H-O-U-L-D, mm-hmm, the basic word should, if we continue to think about how we should do anything, that is an irrational thought.
Mm.
So if someone comes to me and says, well, hey, you should have worn a blue shirt today.
Yeah.
Now, that's irrational.
Yeah.
Or if you come home from a hard day's work and you're telling your wife or family members and you say, hey, we should have had veal cutlet parmesan, or we should have had, you know, steak.
Mm-hmm.
That is irrational.
Mm-hmm.
That causes conflict right away. People back off when you tell them, hey, we should go see this movie.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a very powerful word,
yes,
that people really need to think about.
Right.
But change it. And how do we change it? Because that word should,
mm-hmm,
gets us very angry when we do not get our shoulds. It's, yeah, a demand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when our demand is not fulfilled, mm-hmm, because people or spouses or family members are not completing the shoulds,
yeah,
and finishing your demands, you get very frustrated, very angry, and boom, there's conflict.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So we need to change the way we talk. It will change the way we think, and we will think more rationally. For example, we can replace the word should.
Right.
We can replace the word should with, hey, I would prefer to have spaghetti,
mm,
over salad.
Mm-hmm.
Or I would prefer to go see a movie instead of staying home and watching a movie on TV.
Right.
So we really need to replace that irrational word should.
Right. Right. It's that very, makes a lot of sense,
Rich. And this is scientific fact.
Sure it is, because we interpret that as punishment when we're kids. You should do this. You should do, you know, and right away our defense mechanisms go up, right? We're like, what? Wait a minute. Got to be in protection or anger mode. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey.
And that's what, yeah, happens, you know, and
exactly,
we all, and it's not that we're, you know, when we put our defense mechanisms up, it's just that we're so conditioned immediately to defend ourselves.
Yeah.
Hey, I should not do anything.
Right.
I'm going to do the best I can, you know, to make everybody happy, whatever it may be. But not that I should.
Right.
So
exactly.
it causes so much conflict. And this is what I get when, you know, I'm working with ex-convicts, and I hate to say ex-convicts.
Oh, I know.
Because there's some really good people out there.
Well, yeah, for sure.
But when they come in for the treatment, and when I say treatment, and that's one of the treatments, it's like a medication.
Yeah.
Okay, that you're getting. And that's having them understand, hey, there are no shoulds.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and if I could give you an example, Dr. Michelle.
Yeah.
You know, and I have a client who might come in. He's an ex-convict. He was in jail for beating his wife.
Okay.
And I can't, and it's... I'm not. I feel guilty about saying it online, but
yeah.
But what we have here, I would ask a question.
Yeah.
And I would say, hey, what can you tell me? What's going on? What happened to you?
Yeah.
Well, my wife should have washed the clothes.
Oh, right.
So you know, when we hear that,
yes, yeah,
right away, and as a therapist, you know, Dr. Michelle, we say right away, whoa, let's back up.
Yeah.
So she should have washed your clothes? Yes.
Huh?
She should have washed my clothes. Ooh. So what does he do? He hits her.
Right. Right.
So, you know, automatically he's thinking irrational.
That's right. That's right. It's a control freak thing, too, you know?
It's a control. It's a demand.
Yeah.
So we have to be careful about how we communicate. It tortures us. We hurt ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, you know, guys, in case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle, my special guest here. Wow, he's amazing. He's an anger management expert. I can't talk today. Rich Esposito. See, I can't talk. I don't know what's up with that. Anyway, we have a lot of emails coming in. We have a live caller on the line who's been holding for a while. Shall we bring this person on and see what's going on with them?
Let's go.
Let's do it. Hi, you're on the couch here with Dr. Michelle and Rich. Who's this? Hello, hello.
Hi, Dr. Michelle. This is Jason.
Hey, Jason. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Doing great. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Good. Thank you so much. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Cool.
You know, I heard today's show, and I heard your guest, Rich. He sounds very knowledgeable. And, you know, I've been listening to your show for a couple of years now, and I've never had an opportunity to call in and actually talk about some of the deep issues that I've been dealing with in regards to anger.
Okay.
So I thought that this would just be a great opportunity to maybe get a little bit more clarification in regards to my life and some of my loved ones that are struggling as well.
Well, so we're here with you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. So. Thank you, Rich, so much for
you got it.
Doing what you do and being there for people, man. That's wonderful.
Appreciate that.
So I appreciate you. So here's the situation. My brother, about 4 years ago, he got in a terrible car accident. He has 6 titanium rods keeping his spine together.
Ooh.
He was almost fatal. Wow. And, you know, I thank God every day that he's still with us. But the doctors decided to put on a very powerful pain medication, OxyContin and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed over the last 4 years, my brother and I have a 2-year age difference. He's 2 years older than myself. And he's always been like the big brother that has watched over me. He's always been there. You know, we're in our 30s now, so we both have families and, you know, but we're still very close. You know, I love him with all my heart. And I've noticed, you know, obviously this was a life-changing event. This is very traumatic for him. But I've noticed recently, now more than ever, that he has, his anger level has just spiked, I mean, through the roof. I mean, he'll get mad at the simplest things. You know, I was listening to the show earlier, and I mean, just a moment ago, you said how, you know, Rick, you'd work with people that, you know, if a man wants his wife to watch his clothes, he'll be irrational. He'll go and, you know, do an abusive act towards her. Well, he's not to that level, but it's to the point where, you know, let's just say that the dog starts barking. You know, when I come over and I visit him, he'll scream at the dog and he'll actually physically hit the dog. And I'll say, you know, his name's Danny. I'll say, Danny, don't hit your dog, man. I said, this is what a dog does, he barks. And he'll just start going off on him. Like, he'll start cursing and, oh, you don't have to know this and that. And, you know, he's so annoying, I can't stand it. You know, and he has every excuse in the world for why it's irrational to abuse the dog. You know, that's just one circumstance. He would never lay
irrational.
Irrational. But he, in his mind, he thinks it's rational, right? Mm-hmm. He rationalizes, you know, ridiculous reasons for doing these things. So I guess what I'm saying is, you know, before taking these these pain meds, she was never like that. And even for the first 3 years, I would say, you know, I didn't notice it. Maybe it was developing, but just in the last year, especially the last 6 months, I've noticed a significant change in his anger levels. And I did obviously do some research on my own because I care about Danny very much. And, you know, I did read up on how, you know, these certain medications can cause, you know, short-tempered anger. And I guess I'm just calling in to see if there's anything that I can do to encourage him. You know, it's kind of it's a sticky situation because he needs to work and provide for his family, so he does rely on the pain medications to, you know, go to work. But at the same time, I can see it destroying him from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anything that you guys could suggest that I can either say to him, or, you know, maybe I'll replay it back to show or something, or along with that, what can I do to self-preserve? And what can I tell his wife? What can I tell his children? You know, it just doesn't seem like anyone is being proactive about bringing this issue to the surface. They just, it's like he's the victim, so they all feel bad for him. And I just don't know what to do. It breaks my heart to see him going down the path. But I know at the same time, he needs, I mean, I don't know to what extent he needs them, but I know that he relies on them. And if he didn't take the pain pills, then he wouldn't be able to go to work. What do you guys suggest? My situation, I just kind of laid it out on the table. What do you guys think? And Rich, I'd love your opinion.
It's all yours, Rich.
Well, first I'd like to ask a question. What does he do for a living?
He actually works in finance. So he sits in a chair. He doesn't do a lot of, he pretty much sits in a chair and works at a computer. He does meet with people, but once again, that's just sitting down. You know, he goes to networking events and stuff like that. But he had to get out of the business for about 4 months to recover, and then he got back in the business about a year and a half ago.
Okay. Well, the next question is, does he do any activities? Does he get involved with anything, any activities like running and walking, or what does he do? Does he come home from work? Does he just sit down, watch TV, wait for the next day?
That's all he does.
Well, there goes the endorphins. And earlier, if you were listening, the endorphins are filling up. They're filling up. And one way that he's releasing them endorphins is through anger. So he needs to get out. He has to get some activities going in his life. Go for a walk with his wife and children, the dog, and release that anger through sweat. He has to get out. There's movement. You need movement. Right now, he's just a lake that is collecting all kinds of garbage. He needs to be a roaring ocean and walk and get out.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the only way he's releasing is through the anger.
Right.
That's the only way. So he has to release them endorphins.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
And don't you think also, you know, I was just thinking, Rich, is if he's on more powerful pain medications, there are, you know, he's probably tolerated, you know, to a high level.
Probably,
right?
Yeah.
And then he's coming off. And then what'll happen is when he's coming down, then a lot of that rage will come out until he self-medicates again, and then that'll maybe keep him stable, right?
I would agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely, but he has to move.
Yeah.
He has to move. That's so important.
Yeah.
And the facts show, even when you work out in a gym, the depression level drops, the anxiety level, you feel so much better. He has to get involved.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's moving,
Rich,
you know.
I can't thank you enough.
Yeah. And also the breathing thing,
too. What phenomenal advice.
You know, you.
I'm sorry. What was that? What was that, Dr. Michelle?
If you listen to the show, Jason, you know, if you can listen to the rerun, which will be available as soon as we get off the air. You know, Rich, you also talked about the breathing exercises and kind of having him maybe slow down. And I know you don't want to be his instructor, your brother's instructor, but I'm just saying maybe somehow you can send him some information from Rich, you know.
Yes.
And, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's another thing. And yes, if you go back, you know, breathing is so important. He's tensing up. He's not moving, so he's cutting off that air supply, the oxygen to the brain. Mm. So, and that's what's happening. Mm-hmm. He's not thinking rationally.
Right. Exactly.
He's so tense. He's actually torturing himself. Mm. So he really needs to, and I'll say it again, he needs to get out and move. And when you're moving, the air and oxygen is actually flowing nicely. The blood is flowing nicely.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It has to be.
That's right.
He's just exploding inside. Yeah. The endorphins are exploding.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Oh, wow. Rich, I truly can't thank you guys enough. I mean, that is such great advice. And you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to his wife. I'm gonna, you know, she's family. You know, they've been married for about seven, almost 8 years now. And I'm going to talk to his wife, and I'm going to tell his wife to encourage him, you know, because they live together. I try to stop by at least 3 times a week. He lives a couple miles away from me, which is great. But I'm going to talk to his wife, and I'm going to encourage her to get him to start doing exercises. Maybe she can be the one that says, you know, all right, Danny, why don't we go for a walk? Or, you know, why don't we do this? And make it like a nighttime thing. Make it get into a habit instead of him just coming
home. It's very important. And once again, if you were listening, if his wife says, hey, look, we should go for a walk, guess what? He's not going.
Right.
He's not going because of the irrational word should. So to get somebody off that couch and get somebody out to move, it would be nice to, the approach is so much different, and say, hey, it might be a good idea we go for a walk.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
As opposed to, hey, we should. So stay away from them demands. Mm-hmm. You need to really change the language with him as well. No shoulds.
Yeah.
The demands he will fight against big time.
Any kind of demand language, you know, like Rich is talking about. You have to, you should, you need to. Any of that, you got to change that language. Maybe you can change it up, like Rich said, and when you go over there, or have your brother's buddy, you know, call your brother's buddy and say, go over there and say, I feel I'm like getting a little, you know, anxious. I need to take a walk. Let's go take a walk, buddy.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Put it on you, man. Say, I need so bad to get out. Can we take a walk and talk about anything? Walk and talk with him.
Yes.
You know, just.
And absolutely. And unconsciously, he would be feeling better.
Yeah.
Not even. It's almost a trick of the mind. Paradoxically, he's just feeling nice. And hey, look, this walk was great.
Yeah.
Because everything is moving.
Yes.
Right.
You know, like they say, what do they say? Motion is lotion, right? Is that what they say?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, listen, thank you so much for calling, Jason. And I know Rich was amazing and helped you out a lot. And I sure appreciate you calling.
You guys are amazing. Yeah, Rich, thank you so much.
You got it.
I can't thank you enough for this advice, man. This truly is going to reshape and warp the way that, you know, I approach my brother, and the information that you shared with me today, and Dr. Michelle that you shared as well, you know, I'm gonna replay the show for his wife, and I'm gonna make sure that we approach him in a way that's not demanding, and I'm definitely gonna get him out to at least, you know, walk, you know.
Yeah.
So thank you,
you
guys so much. This show definitely changed my life for the better today. Really appreciate
good.
You guys.
You got it. Good luck to you.
Yeah. Good luck.
Hey. Thank you, Rich, and once again, thank you for all you do to help humanity and to assist people in you know, getting back on their feet and managing their anger. It's very
thank you.
Very
thank
noble,
you.
Very noble of you. Thank you, guys.
Thank
and
you.
Thank you, Doc.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'll be listening next. Oh, cool. I'll be listening next Friday.
Oh, great to have you with us. All right, Jason.
All right.
God bless you. Take
have
care
a great
now.
Day.
All right. Bye-bye.
God bless
now.
You.
Bye, bye. Bye, guys.
That was great. Thank you so much for helping him out, Rich. That was a good
one. Oh, yeah.
That was a good one. That was a real good one. You know, guys, in case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch here, Dr. Michelle, and we're talking about anger today. You know, how to get a control over it, how to, you know, just find more out about, you know, Dr. Albert Ellis's techniques. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about getting down deep with my guest, anger specialist, Rich Esposito, master's degree, certified anger management coach. Also, he is a management certified domestic violence specialist. I mean, you know, this is, and also he's got a great book out. We're going to tell you in a little bit how to get his book and find out more about him. So we talked about, you know, those changing up the language a little bit and how people perceive us and helping other people change their irrational thinking to sort of better manage the anger. You talked a little bit, Rich, about, you know, psychoanalytic and a little deeper things about what we carry around with us. So can you elaborate a little bit more on that and how we can sort of have a better understanding of our anger through more of a psychoanalytic perspective?
Yeah. You know, and actually, the you know, what we just spoke about should.
Yeah.
And that is a treatment. That's actually a treatment without any medication.
Right.
And when someone comes in for anger management treatment, certainly they get that injection of should.
Yeah.
The second treatment would be, and Dr. Michelle, you might know this one, the 2-minute drill.
Mm.
Very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens here, we get angry, important, so important, when we do not give anyone any time to talk at all. We need the 2-minute drill.
Mm.
Before you interfere with your spouse, your family, your friends, listen for 2 minutes. And if you could just listen for 2 minutes, which is very difficult today, by the way, and when you listen, and after the 2 minutes, then you could go about making your statement or your suggestion, what you would like to do or where would you like to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because when someone's talking, you listen the next time when you have a conversation with someone.
Mm-hmm.
You would probably jump right into that conversation before 2 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you need to wait. Wait for 2 minutes, and psychologically, and as a therapist, Dr. Michelle, you could probably vouch for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get that 2 minutes in.
Yeah.
And
it's true.
You will have less anger.
Mm-hmm.
Scientifically proven, less anger if you just listen, hold back, let that person, and by the way, you'll be loved a whole lot more.
It's true. That's true.
You'll be loved a whole lot more if you could just listen for 2 minutes.
Yes.
Great injection. Great treatment.
Mm-hmm. That hurt,
I get clients who come back and they say, hey, you know, that 2-minute drill, it does wonders.
Yes.
It does. I love that too. My wife loves me more today.
I know she does.
Because I was listening to her. I gave her the time to listen to her. And that's so important. And it just releases the frustration, because you know that you're giving that person time to talk.
Right.
So important.
And don't set the timer on your iPhone, guys.
That's so true. Do not set the timer. I had a couple of clients who came in, and they would tell me that they kept looking at the watch, and it was like, when is the 2 minutes going to come up? I can't wait. Please,
man.
I want to say something.
Right.
And that's so funny, yes.
Yeah, that 120 seconds folks, does something to your brain. If you zip it.
Yeah.
And just listen and not, right, Rich? Not be thinking about, what am I going to say next? No, not how you're going to respond. Now, just embrace the moment and listen to what the heck they're having to say, even though you think it's cuckoo. Zip it and listen, right?
And that, absolutely.
Yeah,
you know,
calm
and,
you down.
And, you know, just, Dr. Michelle, can I add another treatment in?
You certainly may.
All right. So, you know, when we have the shoulds, we have the two-minute drill. The next one would be to cope and not blame.
Biggie.
And when you are going through some, you know, issues maybe at home or at work, okay, your job, okay, you want to cope with situations, not blame anyone for anything.
Yes.
Because when we get angry, we're always blaming others.
Right.
You know, in New York City, while you're walking down Madison Avenue, and if you drop your baseball cap, you can rest for sure somebody right behind you is going to walk on that baseball cap.
Yeah, sure.
And what do? We blame them for walking on a baseball cap.
Right.
But guess what? Okay, who dropped the hat?
That's right. That's right. They didn't do it on purpose. They're right behind you in the crowd.
Right. So we have to stop blaming people.
Yeah.
We have to accept people for who they are.
So true.
So if my wife, we decided to go to a restaurant, okay, that was, in fact, we went out to a restaurant last night, and it was noodles and things.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Noodles and things. Yep. And we sat down and we had, you know, it was a good restaurant. It wasn't anything that I really wanted to go to, but she preferred to go there. And I said, okay, let's go there. We'll have a nice time. We sat down.
Yeah.
But I did not like it.
Yeah.
But I didn't blame her.
Yeah.
I cope with it.
That's right.
So it wasn't her fault to try the noodles and things.
I love it.
So I kind that's of right. like cope with it and said, okay, no worries.
That's right.
So if I wind up getting a stain on my shirt because, you know, there was maybe some liquids on a countertop that needed to be cleaned and I didn't clean it and this one didn't clean it and the household things are going, hey, nobody to blame.
That's right. And own it.
Nobody to blame. Right? We have to cope with these things, accept these things for people, who they do, what they do.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do. That's another treatment.
That's
coping,
perfect.
No blaming.
That's beautiful, Rich. And on that moment, and that last statement, we're running out of time. So I want to,
right.
quick like a bunny here, I want to tell the listeners again, that they can get in touch with you and find out more about you and pick up your book, 35 Amazing Group Activities, at www.angersolutionsny.com. All right, guys? That's where you do it. Rich Esposito, you are amazing. Thank you so much for being such a great guest here on the couch today.
It was great, Dr. Michelle. I absolutely appreciate you having me on.
Well, you are a great guest, and keep up the great work, and bless you for helping so many people out there.
Thank you so much, and I look forward to speaking to you again.
We shall do that, certainly. Me too.
All right.
All righty. Have a good one now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. In case you missed the show, it's going to be up in the archives, you know, guys, tomorrow. And then you can listen to all the good tips about managing your anger that Rich talked about. And, of course, you can always email me if you have any questions or comments. StraightTalkDoc@gmail.com. Dr. Michelle here. Gotta go. As I always say, do take care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for other people. Own it, baby. Don't be blaming others. I'll be back next week here on the couch on LA Talk Radio. Have a good one. Bye-bye.